Good afternoon. Welcome to the Healthy Aging Show. I'm Dennis Batuas.
I'm Dawn Del Greco.
And we are going to be talking about issues about getting older. Intelligent aging, lessons for life. We are brought to you by Comfort Keepers, where locally in Lower Fairfield County and nationally, we provide services to enable you to stay independent in your own home. And we would really like for you to be able to meet that special Comfort Keeper who can make such a difference in either your or your loved one's life. You can reach us at 203-629-5029. And we are going to the dogs today, quite literally. And we are in the dog days of summer, so how appropriate. We have a very special person, Rachel McPherson, who is the founder of the Good Dog Foundation. I'm a dog lover. We have the ultimate dog lover in Dawn, the ultimate ugly dog lover in Dawn.
You know, I've been nagging you about this forever.
Yes, you have.
She's so funny looking. She's cute.
And Rachel, thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
It's very exciting. It's great to be here.
Can you tell us a little bit about what is a therapy dog and what are the characteristics of one?
Yes, I can. A therapy dog is a family dog that can provide healing to its family as well as hundreds of other people in a therapeutic or a therapy session or setting, which is either, you know, a hospital, a medical environment, or a school, or other centers where assisted living centers with the elderly.
Now, specifically, what are some of the characteristics that you're looking for within the dog?
We are looking for a very correct temperament, a working relationship with the handler, and basically that the dog has mastered some basic obedience skills.
Now, I think part of it, I know when I was experiencing my trainer and we were being tested, just some of the typical ways that an individual might be greeting a dog, of rushing up a little bit to the dog, or she's got a curly tail and does it uncurl and things like that. And it, clearly with the characteristic of her personality, she was very calm about that.
That's right. And that's part of that temperament. You want to see them react in all situations to see that they can handle, you know, different environments and different behaviors of the people that will be greeting them.
You're talking about your dog being calm? Your dog is non compos mente. I mean, there's nothing that upsets that dog.
Well, I'll just interject here very briefly. Jackie is a former New York City dog, so she's very accustomed to a lot of noise and distraction, and she's very calm about sometimes falling asleep and in places where you wouldn't expect her to. Now, as far as how old does the dog have to be to start training?
The dog has to be 6 months old to start training for the Good Dog Foundation. And I'm the founder of the Good Dog Foundation and have recently written a book called Every Dog Has a Gift.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the Good Dog Foundation. You started this how long ago?
Good Dog was founded, Dennis, in 1998. And it provides therapy dog services to people in need in healthcare, social services, educational, and community facilities in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. What got you motivated to do this?
Well, I actually was, by education and profession, a filmmaker, and I was making documentary films and dramatic adaptations of Southern literature. You can obviously tell I'm from the South. I have this South in the mouth.
I thought that was Southern Southern New England or Southern New York.
I always say South Bronx.
No, I wouldn't say that.
I became very passionate about animal-assisted therapy when I was in college and doing some of my senior thesis work. I worked with a young boy at a center at the University of Mississippi, and this child was very severely physically, mentally handicapped, and I would always take along my Cocker Spaniel, Bo, and I began to see at that stage, these were all psychology courses that I was doing a thesis on, that the dog was making a huge difference in this child's life. So it really sparked an intrigue for me, and when I graduated, I had to tell the child goodbye, and he began to thrash around physically and cry. And he looks at me and says, "Rachel, Bo, don't go." And it was just an amazing breakthrough moment because the child had never spoken.
Oh, my goodness.
So all the people in the center, the medical people, the psychologists, were just completely amazed. So it totally, you know, was an awakening for me because I had grown up on a farm with lots of animals and had always had dogs. and knew the difference that they were making in my life personally. But this was just an amazing experience.
Oh, my goodness. What a heart warmer that is. Now, how does the certification process go for our listeners? And I have to make one comment here, too. I'm not a specifically a dog person, per se. And I was very fortunate to get a pre-owned pug from the city, and she was well-trained. And it was so important, the training for me. The dog actually probably didn't need any training, but I was well trained during my program.
Yeah, I think it's extremely important that, you know, that the person receives a lot of this training in addition to the dog. And at the Good Dog Foundation, we evaluate the dog, and if they pass this evaluation, they're enrolled in our training program. And the program consists of two different classes. One is a 4-week basic class, and some of our dog trainers will put dogs into that class if they feel the dog really needs it. And that's really dealing with a lot of obedience work. After they pass that stage of the class, if they need it, it's followed up by a 5-week therapy class.
Oh, tell us a little bit more about the therapy class.
Well, the therapy class is an extensive class working with a lot of equipment. We create the environment, the hospital environment, the school environment. So we place the team, which is the dog and the handler, in this environment. And we really educate and give you skills to be able to work in all those different situations.
I found it interesting, too, that you'd have someone suddenly rushing through a door, or there's a walker, or there's canes that can appear to be, you know, perhaps even abusive for a dog, and understanding that those are all safe places. It was very important that I understood, so I was comfortable and the dog understood as well.
Right.
Elevators.
Well, you, in your explanation of how you got here, gave us a great example of how therapy dogs can affect someone's life. What other places or benefits does animal assisted therapy have?
Well, it can improve motor skills and communication skills in autistic kids and students, and it can bring comfort to the people in hospice situations or a survivor of a disaster. Good Dog Foundation also works throughout our country if there's a major disaster. Mm-hmm. And it can also improve motor skills in stroke victims and bring a lot of companionship and support to children that have been abused or to the elderly.
Curious your involvement in 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina. You had your dogs and you were involved in both.
Yes.
In what capacity were you assisting?
Well, what we were a part of a mental health team in both situations. We were fortunate to be asked to be a part of a float trip that took the families of the victims of 9/11 to the site. And in that, there's a story in my book called Dog Medicine, which talks a lot about the work that the dogs did and the benefits that the families of the victims received from the dogs. And in those situations, both Katrina and 9/11, a lot of people are very comfortable opening up and talking to a dog and receiving comfort from a dog, where they don't really want to talk to a psychological professional or a medical expert or someone that's... It's an interesting thing. I think it is part of the beginning stage of release of a lot of pain, and they're willing to talk to an animal versus the human side because they have all these questions. What's this person going to tell me? What I have to do? You know, where I should go? And a dog is just going to give 100% unconditional love.
It's amazing how candid we are with a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And a human in some of those situations, and a lot of professional people, even though they're trained, they feel like, I mean, and I know I would be the same way, you almost feel like you have to say this is what you need to do, or I understand, and you may not understand, or you may not be, it may not be the time for you to be recommending any sort of treatment or therapy.
And the dog agrees with everything you say.
And the dog just listens to the person, which is all, you know, and they teach you in psychology, you should be doing a lot of listening and have, you know, great listening skills. So the dog is, you know, doing the one thing that they really can do well is loving and listening.
Does that also happen with seniors?
Yes.
You get a lot of talking and release of feelings?
It happens a lot. And that is, go back to Katrina, Dennis. We worked a lot with the elderly in Katrina because a lot of the elderly on the Mississippi Gulf Coast and Louisiana got displaced. They, you know, their homes were completely destroyed, and they put them at that time into various assisted living centers, nursing homes. So we would go to those centers because their other family members, their children, were trying to get their homes put back together and the elderly person's home put back together so they could take them out of the center back to some home environment. But they had a lot of pain and anxiety dealing with this huge transition in their life that came because of that storm.
Oh, it's amazing. We are going to take a break now, and we're going to come back on the other side, and we're talking with Rachel McPherson, who founded the Good Dog Foundation. Okay, we'll be right back.